Next case.
Case number 12,921. Christopher Gottel seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Blue Bill Drive within the Swan Key subdivision. The 911 address is 37062 Blue Bill Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. Tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 193. The applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed shed, and we have zero support and zero letters of opposition and one mail return.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Christopher Gottwalls, 20501 Andike Way, Germantown, Maryland, 20874.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good evening.
So I'm requesting this variance, trying to complete three different things: aesthetics, safety, and storage size. The previous owner looks like they built the house around the shed that's there. It's only inches off of the house and stores lawn equipment, gasoline, different items. It's smaller than I need, so I'm trying to move it off of the house to the corner. It's the exact same model look, Dutch high barn shed is the one that's there. I went around the development. I found and spoke to several people that have this exact one, so I'm trying to make the aesthetics nicer and go along with what's in the neighborhood. So that's why I'm requesting it.
Questions?
Sir, in your documents, you say that the shed is 10 by 16.
Yes.
Is that the current shed or the one that you intend to
build?
No,
that's the one I intend to build. The one I have now, I believe, is 10 by 12 or 8 by 12.
I may, looking at your site plan, it appears to be 10.2 by 6.2.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you talked to your neighbors, sir?
Yes. Everyone's that I've spoken to is fine with it.
Okay. Do you have to have homeowners?
People across the street have the exact one. Two people across the street have the exact thing in the exact position.
Okay. Do you have to have homeowners
approval?
Approval?
No. Only if I have a shed craned in, because unfortunately these properties are only 50 feet wide. Sure. So you're kind of doing the best you can with the size and what you can put there. So the neighbors that it's going up against is fine with it. They have one that's right on their property line as well.
How far will it be off your property line, or would it be right on
it? Well, it'd be 6 inches in, 1 foot off the bulkhead.
So how will you be able to get to your neighbor's side of it and maintain it without going on their property?
I should still be able to. I'm friends with them. I guess the next neighbor, maybe not. But as it stands now, it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I probably wouldn't even have done this except for it's starting to fall apart, and it's only this far from my house. So I've resided everything except for where that thing is tucked in. So the house is, looks new except for where the shed is. I can't paint it. I can't do anything with it. And I can't move it. It's too heavy and would fall apart, I think, if I tried to. So I have to tear it down regardless. And this was, like I said, I went around and looked, and this is what people were putting up. So.
How will that the roof on that be peaked? If it rained,
mm-hmm.
would it shed water onto your neighbor's property?
Yeah. So it's a Dutch high barn. So it has, you know, I don't know, do you know what that is? It's,
It's got the kind of
different angles. So it would come down and go straight down. It would run down the face of the shingles.
Would you be walking on the bulkhead, you know, if you had to do any kind of maintenance to the back of that?
It's a foot in, it's a foot off of it, so that's 2 feet from the water. I just had the bulkhead replaced as well. I know you're looking into the future, which I understand. It's a brand new bulkhead.
We also have to look at is if you were to sell your property.
I understand.
And somebody came in and a neighbor was there and the neighbor and them weren't in great favor.
Somebody
stepping on somebody else's property.
Yeah, I mean,
has to be taken into account.
I could still paint it. I just have to use a roller and I mean, I could still maintain it. The problem I have now is like that. That's too close. I can't even get between my house and the shed. So I understand what you're saying, but yeah, I could still maintain it.
Listening to you talk about the current shed, so if you were to move that, it would fall apart.
Yeah.
You're thinking it might fall apart anyways and disrepair, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah, there's nothing has happened to it since it was set there. Or I shouldn't say that. I did the three sides, I'm sorry, two sides that I could get to. So that part at least looks nice, but the side up against that, both sides of the house, is nothing's happened with it. So.
Why wouldn't a narrower shed work?
It would. It probably would. I could go narrower. Not sure what the benefit is to, you know. I have room if you allow the variance. The two that are directly across the street are both of them are 10 feet wide. They've made it work all these years. So I I wanted that size, and so that's why I was requesting it. But obviously, if you all don't see, that would work, I could do something else, but I would like that.
Is this going to be a pre-built shed, or are you building it on site?
I'm going to have to build it on site. There's no room
to get it back
unless
there.
Unless I hired a crane, and it's just
probably
a shed.
Impractical.
So.
Yeah, are you going to be putting a foundation on the ground, or is it just going to be set like on concrete blocks?
It'll be set. I'll probably bring gravel and set it on. The ones across the street that I'm copying are set on 4x4s.
Okay.
But I've thought about concrete blocks too. It seemed like that might be a little better alternative.
Tell me about the items that you need to store and why it is that you need this much space.
Gasoline. Cans of gasoline for the boat, for my boat, and for lawn equipment. It's not a very big lawn, but you still have to have a weed whacker, a blower, if you want to maintain it properly, and a lawnmower.
Okay. I thought I also saw mention of some medical equipment.
So both my mother and my mother-in-law are in their, one's in their 87, one's 82. One of them, when we bring her down, we have to bring some extra things to help get her through. And if she, I'm near retirement, so I'm trying to look towards the future a little bit, and she'll probably be coming with us.
So you're thinking about like a wheelchair or that sort of?
Wheelchair, maybe even a bed, things that, I won't use right now, but at some point I'll be using walker, the bed, movable bed pans, different things.
One of the things I've seen mentioned a few times is that other neighbors are doing the same thing. And one of the criteria we have to consider is there something unique about your property that has caused a hardship for you that requires this variance?
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is there something unique here, or is this something that every single neighbor or most of your neighbors could come and ask for the exact same thing and you would say we need to give them the exact same thing that you're asking for?
The uniqueness is, I guess, is the narrowness of the property. I mean, it's a 50-foot wide spot that you're trying to move into. When I try to move into it, it's going to require some storage. You bring a lifetime with you to, and it, you know, as it stands.
Aren't most of the lots in this community 50 feet wide?
Yeah, they are. I'm not sure about all of them, but yeah, most of them. The uniqueness, I guess, is, well, I think it's a safety issue. One, I don't really like having gasoline stored up against the side of my house. I've been a firefighter for 30 years, and that's what I've, you know, told people in the past, stored away from the house. It, although this isn't attached to the house, it might as well be. It's kind of underneath the one gutter, you know, if it catches on fire, it's the, so is it unique in other ways? I'm not sure. The board has proposed or allowed these variances for other places. Yeah, if everyone came, I don't think everyone needs as much storage as I'm proposing. Maybe I don't need that much. I'm not sure what the difference between an 8 or a 10 foot wide one would be.
Sure. One of the things you also have to consider is whether it's a need or a want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really need it, then it qualifies. That's one of the criteria for qualifying for a variance.
Sure.
If it's just that you want more space, just because you want more space, then it doesn't.
All right.
Do you have an idea in your head of how big is the minimum size you really need to be able to store what you've?
Yeah, 10 by 16.
Okay. You can't go any smaller.
If you forced me to, I could. Well, probably. But
If you forced you to, you don't have a choice.
No,
but...
right. That's true. No, I foresee a time when that wouldn't even be big enough and I'll need a storage rent a storage place. So 10 by 16 is what I believe would be the minimum for the things that we're going to need for other people.
Did you consider putting it on the rear of the property instead of the side?
It is in the rear.
No, I mean behind, more behind your house instead of so close to your property line.
No, I didn't consider that. That would not look good in the development. It would be directly up against the sunroom. It would be up against the house.
So there's a bunch of windows on the rear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do we have any way of seeing the variances for his neighbors across the street? I know we used to. No.
And I will note that there has been the small lot ordinance that was passed, and I will almost, and I can tell you this, the number of variances that we've heard from Swan Keys since, I think it was 2018, right, Ms. Norwood?
Right, that's great.
And that, since 2018, the number of variances that we've had for this particular community in Cape Windsor has plummeted. And in large respect, because the small lot ordinance was put into effect to address the fact that communities like Swan Keys, where we had 50 by 100 lots, were previously being held to much larger setback requirements. Now they're required to be much less. And Mr. Hotwell's on, is it Hotwell's? Did I get that right?
Gottwalls. Gottwalls, yeah.
Sorry. What that house that's on there, if you notice, is set 10 feet from the side yards.
Yeah.
When it was, I presume it was placed there before you bought it, correct?
Yeah, everything was there.
So my guess is that house was placed when the setbacks were originally 10 feet.
Probably, yeah.
With a small lot ordinance, now they're 5 feet from the side.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get that benefit now that you're...
They didn't get before. Oh, that's why they, yeah, probably. Why they built around the...
Well, and also that may, some of the neighbors that may have variances.
I think some of the reason that's plummeting is they're pulling all these trailers out and building up. So all the storage is underneath now. So if I were to put my house on stilts,
I can tell you this. I would respectfully disagree with that because I was the counsel for the board prior to that.
You would
and
know
we
better.
We were getting a lot of applications for people that were clearing out the trailers and putting houses on there, and they needed variances.
Okay.
And when we put the small lot ordinance in place, we got a lot less of those requests.
Okay. Well, you would know.
So this house is not on pilings?
No.
On a block foundation?
Yep.
So no garage underneath?
No, nothing. Just a crawl space. I don't know if you can see where the shed is. It's kind of
So across the street and down one.
Yeah.
I see two sheds.
There's two of them right there, yeah.
Side by side.
Yeah. And they're able to maintain it. I, you know, I know all these people. And
do we know if there's a variance for those?
There definitely is.
We could do some research, but it's not as readily available as it once was.
What can we do to make it readily available like it used to be? We use that a lot.
Will state the shed could, would have gotten 5 foot.
They both
anyway.
Told me how to testify, so I know
there isn't a
variance.
The shed would have been, even if the 10 foot, it would have been fine because right. it was smaller than 600 square feet.
Right.
So it complied. It wouldn't have needed a variance whenever it was put in. If I may, I have a few questions for
sure,
you.
Sure, Mr. Short.
You mentioned that this shed might be put on some footers or whatever. Are you going to anchor it at all into the property?
I'll probably have someone else build it.
Okay.
So I don't. Well,
I ask that for this reason. You're going to put it 1 foot from your bulkhead, which
yeah.
is abutting a lagoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume this is a flood zone.
Yep.
And you're putting gasoline and equipment,
yeah.
things like that in there.
Yeah.
So while I understand my father was a fireman too, and I
yeah.
understand the idea of keeping gasoline away from my house.
Sure.
But I also see that you're putting gasoline 1 foot away from a public body of water.
Yeah.
Is that thing going to be anchored in, or is it going to be elevated? How are you going
to? So I'll have to elevate. Well, the current shed is going to be the same, or would be the same height, whether it's that much closer to the canal or not. You know, it's not up in the air any higher. When the canal, when there is a flood there, which, you know, the significant one was, I think, Sandy, that, you know, really took a toll on the neighborhood. It was before I got there, but I hear stories about it. Would do the exact same thing. The shed is right there. It's the same height. So I am going to raise it a little higher. And it's never come in this shed that I know of. I'm sure it did during Sandy, but I got to get it up a little bit. It'll be higher than the current one.
Okay. I mean, the current one is looks like it's about 6 or 7 feet away from the lagoon. My math's
yeah,
right on there.
Yeah, but I mean, the height of it is it's the same. It's you know, when
yeah,
it comes over the bulkhead, it, you know, you're only what's it an inch higher by the street. You know, when it does come over, you know, it'll go all the way to the street sometimes, but it's not any higher, you know, closer to the bulkhead is the same height in the air as the current one. Or, you know, I'm going to move it up a little bit just so I don't lose all my stuff if it does flood. But
is there a reason why you couldn't do narrower, even if you had two of them, like narrower sheds along the side of the property to get the square footage that you need?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I could, I guess.
I ask that because one of the standards you have to meet is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you can make it comply, you're required to do so. You have to demonstrate to this board that you can't.
Right.
And it's even if, and it's like if hey, this is the variance I want, and the question one of the board members asked you earlier, it's got to be.
I think this
a need.
Is the one I need.
Okay.
And, could I do two of the exact, you know, two smaller ones on either side of the property? I guess I could, but you couldn't get out the door probably at that point on this side anyway. I don't think it would look real great. Two sheds, I'm not sure people like seeing one, but I have to have one. So this is the size I need.
So like a 5 foot wide shed, two 5 foot wide sheds along the side of the house wouldn't work for you, is what you're saying?
I don't think so.
What are you putting in there that wouldn't fit in there?
Like I said, handicap equipment, lawnmower, blowers, array of other tools, things that you store in your storage shed.
In the picture that I'm looking at, you have appears to be two boats on the asphalt area, is that correct?
No, that's one boat and a trailer. I have the trailer there to fit, it's as a storage unit, basically, that, and I would be getting rid of that once I, if I were able to build this shed. So my storage exists now is that shed and that trailer. So I do have two right now. One shed would be, I think it would look nicer to the community. And I could, my trailer would be gone then. Basically, I have a trailer on, a shed on wheels right now.
Do you think this, if the board were to approve this, do you think it would encourage your neighbors all the way down to have sheds 6 inches from their property and 1 foot from the bulkhead?
No, I don't, well, I don't know what, I think most of them have what they want, it seems like to me. I have no idea, you know, as you stretch out further than, you know, I know people 5 in each direction or something like that. No, I don't see what, it didn't encourage anyone else to, you know, when they built theirs to, I did it because I need it. Not because they had one. It's a big undertaking to go through all this. It's not cheap. So I think people go with what they need. This is what I need.
I did find a variance application on parcel 171. I think is one of those that we were. They got granted in 2021 for 4 foot from the 5 foot side yard for a shed.
Yeah, the findings for that one might be helpful. I think it might be helpful.
Ask a question while she's...
Sure.
So, Mr. Gotwells, if your current shed is gone and the trailer is gone and your boat were to come closer to the front of the property where the, I assume those are two trash cans, correct? Yellow and green?
Yeah, yellow and green.
Okay. And would you consider placing a shed that would be more in conformity where you currently have the boat parked?
So I tried to figure out a better spot for it. Unfortunately, right behind that boat is a giant propane tank. So the house is run with propane, which I don't really like, but that's what it is.
So right, yeah, it looks like you have two of them.
Yeah.
So yeah,
two propane tanks, right. I really...
So your concern would be getting... being able to service the propane tanks?
Yeah, they need to fill them up and service them. Mm-hmm. Really, the spot that I've proposed is the best spot to do it. I mean, I could move it a foot, another foot in, I suppose, if that helped, but...
How tall is the shed going to be?
Let's see. I don't know. Like 10 feet, or what is it, 8 feet, maybe 3 more feet, 11 feet maybe. Lower than the house.
Is the current shed guttered?
No. There's really no way to do a gutter on a Dutch high barn shed. I mean, I guess you could. You could come down real low. Look, I've never heard of one being done, but you could do it, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry to ask another question.
Please, Mr. Williamson.
To kind of piggyback off what Dr. Carson was asking, you have a trailer that's there currently.
Yeah.
How would they service the propane tanks currently with that trailer there?
They pull past. Oh, so you, where it sits right now, normally it would sit a little further back, a little further over. They just walk down the side, you know, it's right up against the house, pretty close.
How big is that trailer?
I think it's 16 by 10, or 16 by 8. No, it's not 10, 16 by 8 maybe. Yeah, or 7.8, whatever the width of a road trailer is. I guess it's not 8 feet.
Is that less. Inside diameter or inside measurement or outside?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I know it's 10 feet. I'm not sure how even wide a road is. I don't know. Maybe it's 7 feet wide or something like that.
I mean, I don't, I haven't physically stepped foot on your property, but I think I know where he was going with this. If you were able to do it that way,
it's still up against.
If you were able to do it that way,
it's still up against the property line. If I,
it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I unfortunately you have.
Would it be an improvement or would it be?
It would look terrible. It would look terrible, and that's part of the, you know, one of the questions in here. Aesthetics, it would look terrible, and two, it's still, you're going to still require a variance. At least where I'm proposing is back in the corner, away from everything. I tried to come up with something else that would not be, you know, I'm filling this thing out, and I'm thinking, geez, 6 inches off. That's what I came up with. I think it's in the best place. I don't think it's going to affect anyone, whether I have a neighbor, a new neighbor, or the old neighbors. Being just inside the bulkhead isn't going to affect anything, because what I'm trying to say about, you know, you're not going any higher above sea level when you're a little bit further in. You're still at sea level, basically, or one sea level plus 3 inches or whatever it is over there. I would just, this one, at least I can build up some, whether I put them on, you know, 4x4s on blocks or 6x6s or whatever, just to come up enough to, you know, when it does the normal flood or not, you know, hurricane level flood, the water goes underneath it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does.
You can have a seat.
Yeah, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? What are we finding there, Mr. Sharp?
Just the findings on this case, I was just kind of going through it. I don't see the, I don't know if we have a survey on it, but I do note that the house and the shed both appear to be smaller from the findings. The shed is, there's a lesser variance is needed, and based on those findings, the shed on that property was effectively going in the exact same location as the prior one, not going closer to the property line as is the case here.
Okay.
So they were, the shed was 10 by 14, and it was going to be in the same approximate area as the prior shed.
This is the property across the street?
It's not directly across the street, but very close, yeah. It's like, yeah, there you go.
The two sheds that are pretty much touching each other.
Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12921 for Mr. Christopher Gottwells and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12921 for Christopher Gottwalls for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property is not unique. The size is typical for this community. The conditions are typical for this community. The property can be developed in strict conformity with the code. There's room to develop sheds on this property, albeit not the size that the applicant wishes. The practical difficulty has been created by the applicant because it's the result of the size that he wants, not that the size that the code allows. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Because this is not a unique property, it will embolden neighbors to want the same variances that he received for their sheds. And the minimum necessary to afford relief is no variance because he is able to build sheds on this property.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
I'm going to vote nay because I do think it does fit the neighborhood. I think the precedence has been set within this neighborhood, and it's not a unique request.
Mr. Williamson.
I will also vote nay. I do believe this is definitely in character with the current state of the neighborhood. The property uniqueness he did by the property, the house was sitting where it was. Some people, like it was stated, there was other homes that were, things were torn down and built. I do believe that makes this unique in this instance.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
I'm going to vote aye. So with a vote of 3-2, sir, your case is denied.